Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. Catherine is back. She and Kathy Elster are the founders of K-Squared Enterprise. Get it? K-Squared? Catherine and Kathy, they're both with K's, by the way, and as you can figure out. And they are also the authors of Working for You Isn't Working for Me. And they are working on projects that are of interest to you and me because it's all about managing people or, in some cases, I guess, them managing you. Catherine Crowley, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure.
It's good to have you back, Catherine. As you may have heard me say when I told the audience you were coming, When you start your business, you have this fantasy, this illusion, this silly idea that when you go to work for yourself, you won't have to work for a boss.
Yes.
And then you realize before you had one boss, now you got about 20 bosses.
That's true.
Including your employees. Now that's the most preposterous. That's the most amazing illusion bursting reality that a business owner can find. When yes. they realize, when one morning they wake up and they say, "I'm working for my employees." What about that, Catherine?
Well, first of all, it's a really good point. In terms of surveys of why people start businesses, the overall reason is not financial gain, but personal freedom.
Right.
And so, but I have to say, I just want to say, I think that self-employment and business ownership is so fantastic and really fascinating for just that reason, because when you start your business, your business is going to have your strengths and your weaknesses, and that includes your interpersonal skills, how well you're able to handle personalities,
right.
manage conflicts, negotiate contracts. All that is going to be put to the test.
Well, what I like to say, Catherine, is whether it's good or whether it's bad, whether I do it right or whether I do it wrong, it belongs to me.
That's right. You get to take ownership, mm-hmm. including how well you manage your employees.
Exactly. And some of those employees, more and more these days, are Gen Y. Remind the audience the range of Gen Y.
Well, Gen Y actually goes from, I'll give years right now. They're called the millennial generation. And
yep.
funnily enough, they started in 1980, so it's up to 30 years old in the workforce.
Uh-huh. All right. And so there are a lot of them in the workforce. I employ
yes.
several of them myself.
Yes, you have.
And it's worked out very well. Now we have to interview. We don't, we call a few folks because some millennials, in my opinion, are not ready for prime time. What do you think?
I think that's true, but I also think, honestly, that's true of any younger workforce.
Yeah,
I agree. Each one comes with its own set of expectations, and my focus in studying psychology was developmental. So what I can tell you is that those who are between the ages of 18 and 28 are still very idealistic and in many ways have unrealistic expectations of what work should be and what it can give them.
Well, I'll tell you, We have been very fortunate, but we've looked around. I mean, we beat the bushes a little bit and found people with some maturity. I'm talking mid-20s,
uh-huh.
with maturity, with very, very smart. But I'll tell you, we've been attracted to that age group because of their technology savvy.
Yes.
And I have to be honest with you. I give the Gen Ys a hard time because they do. You know, everybody talks about how can we work with the Gen Ys better, and I'm the guy who says, why doesn't somebody write a book on how they can work better with old guys like me? But my folks are doing that, but I think we've found those people who bring some good savvy to the marketplace. They bring skills, but they also respect their elders.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds like a fuddy-duddy thing to say, but I think that's important.
Well, it is important, and that to, again, I think it's interesting because we could point to every generation. We could say to Generation X when they were entering the workforce, and actually boomers were all about bucking the establishment,
yeah.
Right? So within any population, you're going to find a certain amount who don't want to listen to anyone in authority, and then you'll find a certain number who are willing and understand that it's their job to learn,
yeah.
And that the more they respect the elders, the more easily they can learn what they need to further their own careers.
This was an interesting process that we've gone through, Catherine, as we sought another employee or two over the last several months. When we would get resumes in, now obviously we have a media company, so it's not like we're not a traditional Main Street company, mm-hmm. even though we're on Main Street. The people whose resumes came in when they were in their maybe even 30s, but certainly in their 40s or 50s, they didn't have the skills we were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And we found those skills in people who were of Generation Y. Now, isn't that interesting?
It is.
And that's a cautionary tale for folks who were in their 40s and 50s looking for jobs.
Yes. I mean, the problem is for those in their 40s and 50s is that the Gen Y has grown up with technology, as you say, and with certain, you know, social media, with the various gadgets and pieces of technology that we use, and with the software and programs and applications that we use, they really know those, you know, inside out and can do them in their sleep. And anyone in the, well, I don't know, 40s, but certainly 50s, it's having to learn these things over mm-hmm. and over and over again. So there's a longer conversion period in terms of really adapting and mastering something.
Well, I met a guy, I knew a guy, I should say, who was back in the 90s. He was an executive. I mean, he was CEO, and he lost his job.
Yeah.
And he tried to get a new job, and he asked me to help him with his resume, and I did. But then I said, when I'm through with this, I'll email it to you. He said, I don't have an email.
Mm.
And I said to myself, you'll never work again. And guess what? He never worked again.
He hasn't worked again.
He never worked again.
Yeah. Yes.
And so, folks, you got to pay attention to this, you know. But anyway, back to the Gen Y folks.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought, Catherine. Tell us how we can get your book. Working for You Isn't Working for Me.
Well, you can go to our website. You go to Amazon. You can go to Barnes and Noble.
What is
our
that website?
Is Working for You Isn't Working for Me .com.
.com. Just spell it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Catherine Crowley. She and Kathy Elster are the co-authors of that book. 20 after. Stay with us. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blassingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. We have lots of things that will benefit you. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff and our poll question this week. I hope you'll go there and check it out, too, because we have a different one every week. We like to know what you think about these questions, and when you answer the question, you'll be able to see how the poll's going so far. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Catherine Crowley is with us. You can find her on our website, too. We have a suite developed and dedicated, devoted to all things Catherine right there on our website. All you got to do is find her name. And her book, which she co-authored with Kathy Elster, is Working for You, Isn't Working for Me, The Ultimate Guide to Managing Your Boss. Kathy, I know that put a .com on the end of the title, and that's where they can find you more about your book, too, can't they?
Yes.
It's available wherever books are sold. We're talking about Gen Y. Catherine, in your practice, now you're a highly trained, highly educated, highly skilled, experienced psychotherapist, right?
Yes.
And tell us what you do in your practice. How does what you do connect to what I do, what we do out here on Main Street?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, on two counts. One is I actually have worked with business owners for many years and helping them with the psychological challenges of running a business. And when you come to hiring, actually, there's a really interesting phenomenon that can happen, Jim, which is that people go with what is familiar, right? And by familiar, I mean familiar. So, for example, one woman, her mother was chronically late, and she had a habit of hiring employees who literally 5 out of 6 of them were chronically late to
showing
up for
goodness.
Work.
Yeah. That's a business that won't last long.
Well, it's a business that has a lot of agita. They would show up and do their work, but it would drive her crazy. So I do help business owners dealing with their own interpersonal obstacles to success.
Mm-hmm.
And then I help people
You help business owners get out of their own way.
Hopefully, yes.
Because most of the time, that's our biggest challenge, isn't it?
Yes. Well, yeah, absolutely, because as we mentioned before, your strengths are going to be your business's strengths and weaknesses will be your business's weaknesses. And we're all human, you know, and it's not that you're going to get rid of any of that stuff. It's more about finding support. So, for example, if it's hiring, you can get someone else, maybe an outside person, to do those screening interviews for you and really be clear about the qualities that you need in your employees so that you don't get seduced by someone who just feels good to talk to.
Right, right. Well, that's good information. I'll tell you, I encourage all small business owners to find somebody to talk to, because you know you could turn this book title around a little bit, Catherine, and many of us could say, and there are days when I feel this way, working for me isn't working for me.
Huh? Yes. Yeah, we all have those days. That's absolutely true. And part of, you know, we love business owners at K-Squared. And part of what we appreciate about them is that if you're in this game, you're usually willing to learn about yourself and to learn how to work better with yourself. That's right. And the same, you know, it's not that the same strength can be a weakness. For example, many business owners have what I would call high ideaphoria, Jim, which means you generate ideas at a very rapid clip.
Right.
So the gift of that is you're never bored.
Most small business owners do.
Yeah, and so you're never bored. You always have great ideas. What's the challenge? The challenge is taking any single idea and following it through to completion. And if you're managing, it's about communicating that idea and tracking your employees so they actually fulfill the result you have envisioned.
And in your practice, do you also help? You know, I would think that there are some business owners out there that would maybe have a little trouble dealing with the Gen Ys.
Absolutely.
I mean, they just don't truck with each other. What do you do about that?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is that, as you know, any business owner needs to clearly state what his or her culture is, and that would be what are the values, the behaviors, mm-hmm. and the beliefs, and the business practices that you want from anyone who works for you. And if you can really spell those out and clarify those, then even if it's a Gen Yer, at least you'll hire one who's a good fit for you. I think the problem is that more often than not, we hire people for their skills, and we end up paying for their personality.
If you are a small business and you're not trying to find people who have the values that you have,
yeah.
and who can fit in with you, then you're setting yourself up for a lot of anguish and a lot of wasted opportunity.
That's right. And one of the problems is that people often hire when they're hungry. You know, it's like going to the grocery store when you haven't had a meal. So the tendency is to kind of grab the first thing on the shelf, and we don't want you to do that.
Right. Right. Exactly. And you need to look around. But you know what? In reality, it's hard to do because you need somebody to fit. You need somebody in the slot. You need to fill that position.
Yes.
And you want to get it off your table, off your desk, because when you're dealing with this, you're not selling stuff.
You're right, Jim. And it's not, you know, most of us aren't born hirers. We're not personnel.
Small business owners are not good at HR. We're just not.
Yeah. That's right. That's not the forte, which is another reason of possibly getting someone to help you with this.
Right. Who should
Even
we look to? Should we look?
Friend.
Should we look for? I mean, obviously, we know we can look to HR consultants for part of this, and I guess maybe some of those guys are like you are psychotherapists. But should we look for someone with your credentials?
I would look for someone who has a bit of a track record, actually, for helping business owners hire.
Yeah.
And usually you can find that word of mouth if you talk to another business owner. You say you've got this great person who helps you with it.
Right.
And, you know, go from there.
And before you complain about the price, folks, ask yourself, how expensive is it if we have a failed hire?
That's right.
Hey, Catherine, give us the website quickly one more time.
WorkingForYouIsn'tWorkingForMe.com.
Check it out. That's also the book. Hey, Catherine, come back another day real soon.
I so happily will.
Thank you, Catherine. Catherine Crowley, folks, she'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.